Okay, we'll return to business here with item 837, please.
Appeal of Portland Water Bureau and Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association against Historic Landmarks Commission's decision to approve with conditions a proposal to disconnect the Mount Tabor reservoirs from the public drinking water system at Mount Tabor Park, located at 6325 Southeast Division Street, LU14218444, HREN.
Okay, we have before us the proposed findings. Unless there are any questions or comments, I think it's just appropriate that I get a motion, please, to adopt the findings.
Second.
Further discussion? Roll call on adopting the findings.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Just so happy the way this worked out, and it was very difficult along the way from pretty much everybody's perspective, and the neighborhood and the Bureau working together, staff in the Bureau of Development Services, Hillary Adam and Tim Heron, Teresa Elliott and Tom Carter, some of the major stars in the Water Bureau. But and thanks to Commissioner Fish for sticking with it, for being open to doing things a little differently, and to coming to this great resolution. Congratulations. Aye.
Saltzman?
Good job. Happy day. Aye.
Fish?
Mayor and colleagues, I want to just take a moment to celebrate this day, because it's literally decades in the making. And we are, in adopting findings, bringing closure on a long-standing dispute that started with a set of federal regulations and culminated with for us, what I think is almost a historic agreement between the Water Bureau and the neighborhood and the community. And in adopting these findings, we must, as a group, keep faith with the commitments that we're making. And I think there's a couple reasons we're at this point. I think the first reason is that early on in my tenure as the new commissioner in charge, I realized that I could not do this alone. And Commissioner Fritz graciously agreed to be my partner. And that brought the two bureaus with the most skin in the game, Parks and Water, together. And Commissioner Fritz, throughout the process, was making sure that we were being very attentive to community process, transparency, engagement. And frankly, she was pretty insistent that we go the extra mile in the negotiation. So I thank Amanda for her partnership on this. We always prefer, when we have land use proceedings or issues like this, we always prefer having something that the community has embraced and then ratified. That's a better outcome, because that's organic. That's the community voice being heard, rather than us picking a winner. And so I'm very appreciative of that relationship. I'm extremely grateful to Teresa Elliott and to David and Mike and the whole Water Bureau team. You know, they sat down with a group of people from Mount Tabor and negotiated over a long period of time. And they went with an open mind, an open heart. And I think what they achieved was a real breakthrough in terms of our approach to this issue. I want to thank our crack legal team and our team from the Bureau of Development Services, who make this work look easy. I think the public needs to know this is really hard work and complicated. And we spend a couple of minutes just ratifying findings, but a lot of hard work goes into preparing those findings and taking care of all the legal niceties. And then I want to thank all the folks in Mount Tabor and elsewhere who care passionately about their reservoirs, who have weighed in and been part of this debate. And I thank my colleagues for ultimately us coming to a point where we can move forward with our obligations under federal law while honoring the wishes and desires of our community. I think this is an important day, and I'm very proud to vote aye.
Hales.
Well, I just want to second my colleagues' comments and thank Director Schaff and Director Designate Stuhr and the staff at the Water Bureau and at the Bureau of Development Services for doing good work, because it has been good work, and the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association for doing what neighborhood associations should do, which is stand up for the legitimate interests of their part of the city and negotiate. I guess my feeling about this, in addition to the good comments we've already heard, is I think at a time when politics seems awfully polarized and where compromise seems elusive, it's great to see that people can negotiate, get to a responsible compromise in a climate of goodwill, and then make sure that that compromise and those agreements actually happen. And I like living in a city where those things are possible. Thank you very much. Aye. Okay.